The Greatest Battle We Face, March 7. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The whole heart must be yielded to God, or the change can never be wrought in us by which we are to be restored to His likeness. By nature we are alienated from God. The Holy Spirit describes our condition in such words as these: dead in trespasses and sins, the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint, no soundness in it. We are held fast in the snare of Satan, taken captive by him at his will. God desires to heal us, to set us free. But since this requires an entire transformation, a renewing of our whole nature, we must yield ourselves wholly to him. The warfare against self is the greatest battle that was ever fought. The yielding of self, surrendering all to the will of God, requires a struggle, but the soul must submit to God before it can be renewed in holiness. The government of God is not, as Satan would make it appear, founded upon a blind submission, an unreasoning control. It appeals to the intellect and the conscience. Come now, and let us reason together is the Creator's invitation to the beings He has made. God does not force the will of His creatures. He cannot accept an homage that is not willingly and intelligently given. A mere forced submission would prevent all real development of mind or character. It would make us mere automatons. Such is not the purpose of the Creator. He desires that human beings, the crowning work of His creative power, shall reach the highest possible development. He sets before us the height of blessing to which He desires to bring us through His grace. He invites us to give ourselves to Him, that He may work His will in us. It remains for us to choose whether we will be set free from the bondage of sin, to share the glorious liberty of the sons of God. In giving ourselves to God, we must necessarily give up all that would separate us from Him. Hence the Savior says, "Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." Whatever shall draw away the heart from God must be given up. A profession of Christ without this deep love is mere talk, dry formality, and heavy drudgery.